Do you agree, Mike Thibodeau, that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time?
Well, isn't it great that we don't even have to have that discussion anymore in America? I think there, after last night's performance and the number of Super Bowl rings that that Tom currently has, I think they can now start debating who's the second best quarterback of all time, because number one has been settled.
Honestly, did you think that the Pats were going to pull it out?
Yeah, we were worried, honestly. My oldest son, I think, was near tears, and the Falcons looked really hungry, and you know, we're playing better at that point. So, yeah, we were worried.
Okay. I know that as far as the legislative session goes, we're really more in the first half than in the second half, but I'm sure you all are not hoping to have everything come together at the very end, as it has so many times in the past. The governor this morning briefed the Appropriations Committee on his budget, but he released the budget a month ago. And we know some of the governor's priorities. Mike Thibodeau, he wants to lower the state's income tax. He talks about a flat tax. Do members of your caucus agree with that?
I think that you'll find widespread agreement that a 10.15% income tax rate is unacceptable. We're going to have to figure out a way to make sure that this additional funding goes to our schools. But the idea that that we're going to have our small businesses paying at that kind of rate, which is double a state like Massachusetts. You have to go to California and make more than $1 million to find anybody even close to that kind of rate. That's going to be devastating to our economy. It's going to discourage investment. We've got to grow our economy. We've got to encourage investment in our state. So I think that that 3% is going to be key to a lot of the discussions. It doesn't mean, what it doesn't mean is that we are not going to put additional resources to our school. We absolutely are committed to finding resources, finding a way to fund them schools. But I think it was pretty clear to me, the voters clearly want property tax relief. They clearly want additional resources going towards public education. I think all of us understand that message and got, you know, received that loud and clear. But we want to honor the spirit of what the voters passed, which is that additional funding for public education, without doing the harm to our economy.
So I think when I look at what's proposed in the governor's budget and the tax structures, the one thing that feels unacceptable to me is the idea that low or middle income Mainers would actually see an increase in their taxes when you look at an entire tax burden, income tax and sales tax and property tax. We are absolutely committed to making sure that doesn't happen. And open to conversations that involve looking at taxes in their entirety. So I think that's where we are right now.
Okay. State of the State address tomorrow night, weather permitting. What do you expect, Sarah?
Listen, here's what I would expect from the person that's leading our state. I would expect a positive and collaborative vision that really focuses on where we are right now and where we want to be in the future. That would include lifting Mainers out of poverty. That would include creating new jobs in this state. That would include, really thinking about the crises we face in terms of the opioid epidemic.
Tomorrow, the governor's going to have an opportunity to address the people of the state of Maine, to tell us about his vision for the future of our state. Feel good that he's taking that opportunity, sharing his vision. A lot of folks will tune in. So whether it snows or not, unless we have Snowmageddon coming, I think we'll probably push forward and give the governor the opportunity to do that.